Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Royley over this podcast. Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Just this episode. I'm already over it.
Okay. Jason just scared our cat when he started this episode. So we're entering 2019 with a bang.
No, I'm not over this podcast.
You already know this because you're the beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And what are we talking about today, Jason?
Well, today we're going to talk about some predictions for 2019 or ideas of movies and television shows that we think might be exciting. Now, I threw together a small little list of, you know, just some stuff that is going to be coming out this year. I thought we could talk about that. And then also at the very end, I'd love us to do a guess for the highest grossing superhero movie and the best superhero movie and maybe even TV seasons that we're excited for. I don't remember what our choices were last year, so we could be completely wrong.
Cool.
I bet you nobody would have predicted Venom. So here you go. So here's a list of stuff coming out in 2019. And Ashley, once we get through my little list, if there's anything else you want to add,
okay,
let's talk about it.
Cool.
Of course, very quickly up, we have True Detective Season 3.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Someone asked me, I recently did an Instagram ANA where I was like, ask me anything. Someone asked me what I was most excited to see in 2019. And True Detective Season 3 is like right at the top of my list.
I think it hits like January 3rd. It's
like,
pretty...
any minute.
Yeah, it's imminent. It's really good. I'm excited for it. Mahershala Ali. Apparently, I heard in an interview with Mahershala Ali that he was actually approached to be the supporting character of this season, and he made the pitch to Nick Pizzolatto.
Uh-huh. Nick Pizza, as we like to call
Nick
him.
Nick Pizza,
on this
as we call him this podcast, as we've done a True Detective episode. He wanted to be the main character. Because he said that I never get to play that type of character. True. And then Nick rewrote the script.
Good. I was going to be like, whoever said, make this happen, I think it's a brilliant choice.
Mahershala said they did it over text.
Oh, really? That's wild.
The way you just said that, it reminded me of Mugatu.
I don't know what that means.
In Zoolander, the movie.
I don't know what that means.
Just let me finish, please. In movie Zoolander, Mugatu, every time they talk about Hansen, who is Owen Wilson, they're like, Hansen, he's so hot right now.
Oh,
it's a recurring joke throughout the movie.
I just meant because...
So you're like, Mahershala, he's so hot right
he's
now.
He's a beautiful man, but also
he's a good looking dude, yeah.
He is, he's sort of riding a rising star right now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's an Into the Spider-Verse.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Another thing that I know you're very excited about, Ashley, the final season of Gotham. Comes out January 3rd.
Good. Fuck that show.
Thank God that train wreck's finally over.
Sorry to anyone who likes it or works on it.
Holy God. Can you believe we got 5 seasons of that show?
I can't believe we got more than a pilot of that piece of
garbage.
Dear
God.
Yeah. I don't want to hate on anything that anybody likes. It's really not to my taste. Sorry. No, don't care. Let's talk about Young Justice.
No, let's talk about another movie that I know you really care about. Shazam.
Don't care.
Comes out April 5th.
I don't care.
How do you think Shazam's going to do? Let's talk about this. Be honest. Like, do you think Shazam...
I think it'll win the weekend.
Comes out in April.
Aquaman won the weekend.
It's kind of comedic. You know, Aquaman, by the way, right now is doing really well.
I guess my question about Shazam is, what is it opening against?
It's like 3 weeks ahead of Avengers. I don't think it's opening against anything.
It'll probably win the weekend. I don't care for Zachary Levi.
I don't know. Shazam's going to be a tough sell, I think. I think it's going to be a very tough sell.
You and I have talked about this on numerous podcasts here and everywhere else. Shazam had a real opportunity to cast a lead of color.
I don't think that's going to be what makes or breaks the movie, though. But
well, what's
going to
make or break the movie is that they didn't cast a good lead.
They didn't cast The Rock.
Yeah. But, I mean, they could have. Shazam, the optics on Shazam could have been very progressive, could have been very forward-thinking. And now they've just made like a crappy Superman knockoff, which is what everyone's afraid of Shazam being in the first place.
Yeah.
Look, I hope it's great. I might see it. I haven't seen Aquaman yet. I'm not excited about it. Again, I'm sorry to anyone who is, and I perfectly respect everyone's excitement for it. Who is excited?
I mean, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
I hope it's great.
Yeah.
I hope I'm completely wrong. I don't know how it's going to do. I'm very intrigued by it.
I don't know. It's a tough sell, but you know, Aquaman and Venom. Who knows?
Something that's not a tough sell. Let's talk about Young Justice Season 3.
Yeah.
I don't know when that premieres. Soon.
The 4th.
Yeah, wow, that's good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, should be good.
Yep.
Should be really good.
Yep.
That's all we got to say?
Yeah, I might be writing about it for DC.com if they ever get me screeners.
All right, cool.
So if you're interested, check that out.
Something that I am very excited about is Glass. Comes out January 18th. This is a sequel that I never thought we would ever see. It's a sequel to Unbreakable. And Split
was amazing. Was so good, and it was the most, I think Split was the first stealth sequel that has ever been done. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew it was a sequel to Unbreakable, and then boom, there it is. Here's an interesting fact I learned. M. Night Shyamalan self-financed Glass and Split himself.
Wow, good for him. Actually makes my respect for him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see it.
No. I mean, I'm going to see it.
Sure. That actually makes my respect for him go up a little bit.
Well, because I
think he's a director who should never have more than $5 million to work with.
I agree with. Apparently, he self-financed Split for $3 million. Mm-hmm. And he self-financed Glass for $15. So Glass is 15.
Well, Samuel L. Jackson's got to be expensive.
And Bruce Willis. Yeah. And Bruce Willis.
I will say this, and I don't think I've shared this publicly. I auditioned for Glass.
Yes, you did. So you know the ending.
I know. And the scene that I specifically auditioned for, I didn't get it. Was the end scene. I'm not going to say what happens.
Okay, good.
I also think that might be illegal, but so I know how Glass ends.
Yeah. I'm really excited for it. To be honest with you, I think all the posters are great because they're hand-drawn.
I do think the posters are quite evocative.
They're really good. And yeah. They're, you know, to be honest with you, again, I loved Unbreakable back in the day. Sure. And Unbreakable for the longest time was one of my favorite superhero movies ever. And the fact that we're finally getting a sequel to, I never thought we would see this movie. So the fact that we're seeing this movie is mind blowing to me.
And I do want to say that, again, I don't care for Unbreakable.
That's fine.
But regardless of that, I think what directors are able to do now with these lower budget movies where they can still be creative and have something to say about the genre, I think that's so powerful when we're all studios are making these bullshit tentpole movies.
Yep.
I want more movies like this to be made. Well, so the fact that it's happening excites me, even if the content doesn't
excite me. Yeah, it's very similar to, there's an interview with Drew Goddard about Bad Times of the El Royale, which was my best movie of 2018. And he said, a lot of people said, like, because that's a 20th Century Fox movie. And they're like,
they made it for very cheap as well.
I think he made it for $25
million. Yeah. $32 million.
He said in an interview that he was like, the studios will let you get away with anything if you keep the budget low. Mm-hmm. And he said that he thought the magic number was $30 million. He's like, if you can make a movie for $30 million or less, he's like, you can make it about anything. Mm-hmm. And the studio will not interfere because they don't see $30 million
as a
big risk.
Whereas when you get up to like 250, that's when you start you can see the studio meddling.
You get anywhere near $80 million or above, that's where the studio is going to be like,
interesting.
Which is every big budget movie now.
Yeah. Every genre movie.
Which is $80 million or above. Because I think Venom was only made for $80 million. I think Deadpool was only made for like $100 million.
Yeah.
But you make these, again, you look at this, M. Night Shyamalan was like, man, I want to make a sequel to Unbreakable. I'll just finance it myself.
I'll just do it, yeah.
And, you know, Universal was the one who's releasing Split and Glass. Mm-hmm. And
Universal needs a franchise real bad.
It's funny because Unbreakable was a Disney movie.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. I read in this very interesting Rolling Stone interview that M. Night Shyamalan, when he pitched Glass to Universal was like, we can't make this movie. And he was like, I've already secured my character, the Glass, and Bruce Willis's character from, he bought the rights for them back.
Oh, smart man.
So he walked into this meeting being like, I'm going to self-finance it, and I've already got the rights to those characters back.
Well, Mr. Shyamalan, my respect for you continues to grow.
Yeah. I will say, again, he's smart because he was like, you know what? I'm not going to wait for a movie studio, because he's like, I tanked my career within the movie studio.
I'm going to do what I want to do.
I'm going to buy my way and put my own money, and of course they're going to release it because I'm M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, there's A24 right now, which is a wonderful indie studio, is financing a lot of movies that are being picked up by large studios, because once the movie's done, studio doesn't care. They just have to pay the advertising budget.
Exactly. It's funny.
If someone wants to give Jason and I $30 million to make a movie, let us know. We'll sell it to Universal.
That's right. We'll go. We'll do it. But I think that's genius, because I think that's where M. Night Shyamalan got into some problem areas, is doing these big budgets. And I think now that he's come back to smaller budgets,
when he's good, he's really good.
He's a great director. Mm-hmm. He's a questionable writer.
Fair. And there's a lot of people that are the same.
Yes. Also coming out next year, Spider-Man Far From Home, or we like to call it Spider-Man Prom. It's the movie with Mysterio in it. That's what I'm excited about, is Mysterio.
I don't really.
July 5th.
Kind of like I said with Homecoming, I don't really care about another Peter Parker movie.
Ashley, I'm on Twitter right now.
Sure.
And I'm writing up this. At Ashley V. Robinson, it seems like you don't care about any of the 2019 movies. What's the deal?
But you're right. I don't really care about most of these movies.
Are there any movies? And if it's on my list, whatever.
I don't know what's on your list.
I went with the big tentpole movies.
Yeah. There are actually very few tentpole movies I'm excited for.
Okay. Anything coming out 2019 you're excited about?
I don't know. I don't know what's on your list.
Okay, I also have...
I'm just holding out for Wonder Woman 2, guys.
That's 2020.
I know it is.
I have It Chapter 2.
I didn't see the first one.
A TV show, The Mandalorian. Starring Pedro Pascal.
Oh, that's why I'm excited for it.
Comes out in the fall of next year.
I really love Pedro Pascal.
I will say this.
He's a special actor.
Jon Favreau has a murderer's row of directors directing that television show.
Yes, yeah. That's another proving ground.
Yeah.
If that show tanks, bye-bye Disney Stream. I'm not looking forward to paying for that Disney streaming service. I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
$15.99
a month. This is what we're going to do. We are going to wait for The Mandalorian to finish.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the trial.
Yeah.
So that we can watch The Mandalorian.
So you heard it here first,
yep.
Patrons. We're not reviewing The Mandalorian.
We're not reviewing The Mandalorian. Okay. Also another movie that I think you're going to really care about, Joker. Joaquin Phoenix trash can movie that might come out. It could be great. Fuck. It also might be really terrible.
I've said on this podcast before, I think the Joker needs to go away and that toy box needs to be closed for a little while.
I agree. Another movie that a lot of people are not talking about, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. That is the Mr. Rogers biopic pick starring Tom Hanks.
I am looking forward to that movie.
Comes out October 18th next year.
That I'm excited for that. That should be great.
Star Wars Episode 9 comes out December 20th.
I look forward to not paying to see that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not excited for that movie. I'm not. I'm really... I'll tell you what, Solo and The Last Jedi kind of killed my Star Wars for me.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I'm more excited for TV Star Wars than I am movie Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, Game of Thrones final season is going to hit in April.
Sure, of course I'm excited for
that. I'm excited for that.
Of course.
Very curious to see who's all going to die.
Yep.
Here's something you probably forgot about that comes out in this year. The Twilight Zone by Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that. I have not seen Us at the time of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not out yet, I don't think.
I don't know. But for me, Jordan Peele is definitely one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm signed on for that for sure.
Here's another TV show that we are big fans of that comes out this year. The Crown Season 3.
Heck yeah. I'm excited for The Crown.
I'm excited for that series. And then also, not announced when, but it is coming out in 2018. Damon Lindelof's Watchmen.
No, I'm not excited for Watchmen.
I am very excited for that series because Damon Lindelof has my money at anything.
You left off Hellboy.
I did that purposely.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we talk about Hellboy if you want.
I'm like soft excited for Hellboy.
Oh, and then also Avengers Endgame. Of course.
Are you excited for Dark Phoenix if it comes out next year?
It's supposed to be coming out in June if it comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not excited for that. I am soft excited for New Mutants.
If it comes out. It's supposed to come out in August it comes out. I don't think New Mutants is ever going to be released.
It's a bummer because I think New Mutants has an opportunity, kind of like we saw with Logan and kind of like we saw with Legion, to like give a fresh face to the X-Men in a way that I think the new franchise failed to do.
It did when it was originally the movie it was, but now I've heard they reshot
and neutered a lot of it.
They reshot 80% of it.
Yeah.
I heard it was a young adult horror movie.
Yeah.
It basically was. Yeah. That just loosely had the X-Men
in it. Which would have been so great. Like, just do the Hunger Games, but with mutants.
And I've heard now they've superheroed it. Disneyfied it. Yeah, I don't think either one of those movies are going to be good. And we have some friends that have seen an advanced screening of Dark Phoenix, and they were not
impressed.
No, they basically said it was X-Men The Last Stand remade.
Are there any of the ongoing TV shows that you're looking forward to seeing? Like,
Better Call Saul.
I'm always hyped to see more Black Lightning, of course.
If it comes out. We don't know if next season of Better Call Saul is going to come out this year.
That's true.
They've not announced
it. They have done that before.
I don't think they've shot it either.
Are you excited for season 2 of The Punisher?
Oh, yes, I am. Although
Jason, Punisher's biggest supporter.
although I think they basically ended the story.
Yeah.
I don't think we need more Punisher. I am excited for it, though.
Fair.
I will watch it. I will watch it very nebulously.
Fair, yeah.
So I am excited for Young Justice. I think that's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I'm excited for, there's like 3 seasons of Drag Race coming out next year that I'm very excited about.
All right, cool.
I'm going to see Drag Race until I die. I'm looking at our action figures to try and think about anything else that's coming out.
I mean, as far as I know, the only DC movies are Shazam.
I think it's Shazam and Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman does not come out next year. It comes out in 2020.
I know that. I just mean like left in the chamber. I think those are the only two
I think
left.
It's Shazam and Joker. I think it's Shazam and Joker.
Oh, Joker, right. I'm going to forget about the Joker. Oh, no. Birds of Prey is coming eventually.
I don't think it comes in 2019, though.
I don't think so either, because I don't think it's shot yet.
No, I think they're going to start shooting here pretty
soon. Game of Thrones really has the potential to make a big cultural impact.
If it sticks to landing.
Which, I mean, to me, like, it's a 50-50 shot. It's going to be amazing or it's going to completely
I'm going to tell you
fizzle.
This right now. Everybody in the world is going to think that the ending of Game of Thrones is the most amazing thing ever, even if it doesn't stick to landing.
Until like 6 months later when we've all had some time to think about
it. Yeah, everybody's going to be like, oh my God, no matter what, just because all it has to do is have boobs, blood, and dragons in it, and people will be like, it's the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
No, my biggest...
concern?
I guess I would say bar for it to cross is... Does it tie everything up? Does it answer, or it doesn't even have to answer everything. Does every character, because there's a lot of characters, do they all get an ending that is satisfactory?
For me, a lot of it is going to hang on who they put on the throne. Someone's getting crowned.
Yeah. Now, I will say, and I've said this several times, I read a Reddit post.
Yes.
And... that had spoilers for the finale of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, I read a spoiler post for the last season.
What was that, season 7 or 8?
Season 7. And it was exactly right. It had every beat for that season predicting. So I will tell you, if the post I read, which was by the same person, is right, no one's going to predict this thing.
I also...
The final scene is bonkers.
I know what was in that. I'm going to say, if that's the ending, I'll be disappointed.
You know...
It's okay.
Yeah, it's an okay
but
ending.
I would not be, I wouldn't be like jumping out of my seat.
It's a weird final scene if that's where they go. Yeah. If this is, if the one I read is true.
Yeah.
All I will say is basically only one character makes it through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody else dies.
Yeah. Which I guess is fine.
Yeah. But yeah, Game of Thrones has a chance to be really good. I hope it's good. I will tell you with how good last season was, I think they're going to land it.
Last season was good. And like we mentioned in some of our reviews, they really trucked past some moments that I would have liked to see more of. Mm-hmm. But it did the thing. It did the opposite of what so many bad seasons of Game of Thrones did. It was not boring.
I'll tell you another TV show that I forgot. I left off the list.
Sure.
The Expanse season 4.
Oh, yeah. Jason loves
it. Saved by Amazon.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That show is great. You haven't seen it yet. I know we're going to get onto it sometime this year.
Yeah.
The Expanse, if you've not watched it, is one of the best television shows out there right now. It's probably the best sci-fi show since Battlestar Galactica.
If season 8 of Arrow, if Stephen Amell does or does not come back, I think that could be very interesting.
Sure.
Just because we don't know that.
And we have no idea whether Legends is going to get another season or not. I bet you they all get another season. I bet you they do. Even Supergirl.
I'm calling it Supergirl's getting
tagged.
You say
Supergirl's done?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And Supergirl, they'll move her over to the Superman show. Or they'll put her on Legends.
Ashley, what is the... what do you think is the highest grossing superhero movie?
Star Wars. Oh.
That's not a superhero movie.
What are the superhero movies again?
I don't know. If you say anything about Avengers, I think you're wrong.
Joker is the only thing that has the potential to unseat it.
Yep.
Because, no offense to any of you who might be listening, annoying teenagers love the Joker.
Sure.
And they have disposable. Think about The Dark Knight.
Sure. What do you think will be the best one? Is it going to be Avengers? I think it's going to be Avengers.
Probably. If it's as good... as Infinity War, it doesn't even have to be better.
Yeah.
If it's as good as Infinity War, it'll be the best one.
It'll be the best one.
Unless something like Spider-Verse happens.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if we have the potential for. I don't really know what the Pixar movies are coming out next year.
Toy Story 4.
Is that the only one?
It's the only one.
I don't care for Toy Story.
It's the only one. We have a whole bunch of Disney movies next year because next year is Lion King and Aladdin and Dumbo.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm just sorry if people care.
Disney, by the way, if you count the Marvel movies and you count Star Wars,
has a movie coming out every month.
Has a gigantic $200 million movie every month.
Yeah.
Every month.
Yeah. I don't love what Disney is doing with their remakes.
You mean killing us all until we're tired of them all? Yeah.
I'm already tired of them.
I'm tired of them as well.
Look,
you mean the live action remake of The Lion King that's not a live action remake?
Yeah. Yeah, I would rather, again, and I think Pixar proves it.
Make new
give
stuff.
Give us something original or give it, at least dress it up like we've never. We know what The Incredibles is going to be. We know what a superhero movie is, but they told a solid story. with some compelling characters, and people loved it.
You know,
that's all you have to do.
I'll give you this. I don't even mind Toy Story 4 and or Incredibles 2 because at least they are original new things.
Yes.
They're not here's the thing.
Not shot for shot remakes.
And Disney will do this. And I am going to hate it. Disney will do a live action version of Toy Story. It will happen.
I know the Mark first one you'll words. See is Incredibles.
You're probably, but I think they'll do Toy Story because of the name brand.
Sure.
Because it's the, you know, they're having four sequels, but like we will see a like the live Lion King is a live action. We'll see Toy Story live action.
Look, let's just pray that they don't make Incredibles live action until I'm 45 and can play Elastigirl.
Until you can play Elastigirl. but they will do it. And,
sure, they will.
But I, at least
when they burn out on the classic Disney movies, like when we get to like Lilo and Stitch live action or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
When we'll get a Frozen live action. They've been trying to make Wicked the movie for forever.
Frozen 2 is next year as well.
You know, I enjoyed Frozen. It's not the best Disney movie. I definitely don't need a sequel to it.
You know, the problem they have with that movie is that they're going to have to work damn hard to make any song match Let It Go.
I don't know if you can do it. To me, like, Let It Go is lightning in a bottle.
It
it's
is
like a whole
ball.
New world. Like, you can put your best... Alan Menken's one of the best songwriters of all time,
yeah.
And he wrote that piece of shit song in Ralph 2.
Yeah.
So just because you do have a repertoire, it doesn't mean you're infallible.
Exactly.
I just don't know if you can capture that again.
I don't think you can.
And Idina Menzel is a fabulous singer, mm-hmm. but I just...
Well, it's also the same thing as, like, what I would say is the major problem with Mary Poppins Returns. None of those songs match the original songs.
No.
And it's funny because Ashley and I recently watched the Lin-Manuel and Emily Blunt do all the musicals,
yeah.
and they did a Mary Poppins Returns, and the song they did is, like, Trip a Little Fantastic.
Yeah.
With, and you're just like...
That's when I took my bathroom break.
Yeah, I was like, Trip a Little Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Trip a Little Light Fantastic.
Like, what the hell is that? What the hell is that?
Right. If you're going to do a nonsense phrase, go full supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or go home.
Yeah. I don't know. So movies.
I'm excited for when...
this is a long geek history lesson.
Whatever
show,
TV show it is.
You get a lot of bang for your buck, everybody.
Airs the Hamilton special from Puerto Rico. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
The Tonight Show is airing it.
There we go. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to The Code on CBS.
Well, nice plug.
Thank you. Jason Morris on that show. Please watch it whenever it drops.
Yes, please watch it. It should air sometime in April.
Look for Jason's name in the credits.
I don't know if my name will make it in the credits, actually. I think I might be too far down the totem pole.
Well.
My name will be on IMDb.
We'll look for it for sure. We'll find it if it's there.
I don't know if it will, because I've been watching other shows and I don't see Showrunner's Assistants.
Who knows?
On that show.
So but watch that show so that Jason can continue to be employed.
Yeah, please. Please do. Please watch The Code on CBS whenever it airs, because
the air date hasn't been announced, which is
the air date hasn't been announced,
like,
and you know, like, it ensures that I get to work on season 2.
Yeah.
Which would be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to work on season 2.
Yeah.
And season 3.
Yeah.
And season 4.
Yeah.
And season 5.
Yeah.
And season 6.
Showrunner by season 7.
And then I'll jump to Star Trek Discovery or Star Trek Picard.
Okay. Oh, Star Trek Picard. When does Star Trek Picard drop?
It's end of the year.
Okay.
Oh, actually, it might be 2020.
I am, like, reticently excited.
They haven't filmed it yet, so.
No, but they're shooting in LA.
They are shooting in LA. They're going to shoot pretty soon.
Did you bring up, you didn't put Captain Marvel on your list.
Nope. I did that on purpose. I left a lot. I even noticed I also left Star Trek Discovery off my list.
I did notice that as well.
Like, I didn't put crap on here that I, look, I'm sorry, listeners. There's a lot of crap coming out next year. Next year,
the things that
or
are gonna,
this year, I'm sorry, this year, I'm sorry,
yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
This year.
We record these ahead of time.
We're a little bit ahead of time, but we're not that far ahead of time. There's a lot of corporate big shit stuff. Excuse me.
When does the Spawn movie come out?
Never. not 2019.
Look, the things that made our list this year, for the most part, were things that we didn't know about last year. And that's the same thing that's going to happen in 2019. Our best ofs are going to be things that we haven't heard of.
Movies we have no idea.
Or we know very little about. With the exception of superhero movies, because that's the way our news cycle and our lives run. But, like, our best movie is not going to... It's going to be some Oscar bait movie that'll come out at the end of the year. Or us.
It'll be some independent movie that is just nobody's talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we see a trailer and our friends talk about it. Our friends are like, oh my God, you got to go see this thing.
Yeah, it'll be something like that.
Word of mouth works because it's true.
Absolutely.
When you hear everybody talking about a movie, you go see it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. I don't know. That's it. I think that's enough extra for you, right?
Yeah, that was a long extra.
Yeah, good for you. Lots of extra stuff for 2019. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And stick around, because soon, Crisis Club.
I'm so excited.
What is Crisis Club?
Well,
you'll find out soon. You'll find out soon. We need to lock a little bit more details down before
absolutely
we start announcing. But Crisis. Vices Club.
Best cat of 2018. Brigo.
They don't know what that is.
They know what our cat looks like.
But they don't know its name.
Sure
you're
they
just,
do.
You're just saying it.
I put his name online. He's our famous cat.
You get a little more context.
People ask me.
That's just for us. They don't know that.
People ask me if we're going to start his Instagram account. And I was like, no, I got too
God,
much
no. God, no. I will tell you this. If there's a Patreon level, by the way, our cat Brego is chewing on one of the sound blankets
with
right
gusto.
Now. Upside down, he's chewing on one of these sound blankets.
I think he's stuck.
I'll tell you what. I'll put it as a Patreon level.
He's stuck. Sorry.
I'll put it as a Patreon level if people want to see pictures of Brego.
Sure. Daily Brego pictures?
I don't have a daily picture, but maybe a weekly Brego picture.
Okay.
Like we take a picture of him mm-hmm. and we Photoshop him into famous comic book covers.
We should just take panels of Streaky and reenact them with Brego.
I don't think there's that many panels of Streaky. I'm saying like he is, you know, like
he's like Superman.
Like
and
he's Supergirl
Superman.
Dead on Crisis on Infinite Earths, and I'm holding him, and then I'm on that cover.
Okay, if people would like that,
yeah.
let us know.
Yeah,
we are going to be refilling the Patreon a little bit. So
yeah. We can find some people to do that for us.
Cool.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. I am Jason. We have a cat, Inman.
I'm Ashley.
Bye-bye, super friends. Have a great 2019.
Yes.